Time and time again, we hear the criticism that the local private sector lacks the capacity to make Barbados an export-oriented country. Well, it came back to the fore at a lecture given by former Trinidad and Tobago government minister, economist Mariano Brown, a lecture to mark the 21st anniversary of the Local Enterprise Growth Fund Limited. The theme of the lecture was a love affair with national development banks. And this is one of the questions that came from the floor.
My question relates to a point you ended up on when you made the point that for development, for Barbados in particular, we're looking at exporting, right, in niche areas. But if you have a situation where you have a private sector that has tunnel vision, who is importing, right, and distribution, then you therefore need to depend on a development bank to really, really develop these kind of things that we need to do to export things as well as to produce products and services for import substitution.
Yeah, well, perhaps you may be giving the development bank.
If you call it Enterprise Growth Fund, whatever, but you certainly have a big need there rather than depending on, rather than the private sector, because as you just said, they put, when it started 21 years ago, they put in some money and have not put in any more since then. So certainly we need real funding in the area of the Enterprise Growth Fund if we're going to have real economic development in Barbados.
Okay. The point I'm making, and the point I perhaps made in that regard, is that funding in itself is not the only reason for success. And we can't, EGFL is not going to be able to do what the private, what at the end of the day, what you always need an entrepreneur to do. That's a fundamental issue. I take the point that the private sector may not be as dynamic as we would want it to. And that has been a difficulty across the region. But there are examples of successes in Barbados. We have some very big successes right in front of our eyes that we don't see it. So, for example, Simpson Motors. Mr. Simpson's story has never been told. All right? He's not successful in Barbados. He doesn't really want his stories told, so we don't know all of the stories. There are, in fact, very successful examples. He is one, right? He is one. Goddard's is another, all right? And they have started from very, very humble beginnings, right? But theirs is a success story, and it has not only been built on what they have done in Barbados. They have understood the limits to their growth in Barbados. So they have followed a model which has allowed them to grow in other areas. What would a Barbadian company be doing in Costa Rica? But it's there. It's not the only place that it is around. It has found a capacity. It has found something it could do. And if it could do it well in Barbados, I could do it well elsewhere too. Right? Now that's the trick. That's the lesson. How do we prove it in Barbados and take the model and use it elsewhere? Right? And I take the point, but these are, I guess you could say early days. There are some examples. We just called at least two.
And another question to Mr. Brown.
Mariano, listening to the first part of your presentation tonight, would it be unreasonable to conclude that you are saying that Barbados has a development bank in 2019 called EGFL?
Correct. Yes, we do have a development bank called EGFL, and I did say nicely and subtly that they come in all different sizes and ownership structures and forms. Right, it's partly, there's a little private sector element in it, and the one strong thing about it has been run on private sector lines. Right, and I think that is what has saved it moving forward.
A development bank is essentially a contradiction in terms. You are trying to provide below market financing, and yet you are to survive, pay your costs, and because if you don't survive, you can't deliver a mandate. What is your one statement on how do you overcome that contradiction, sir?
Choice. You can't do everything. So you have to do the best available choices at your hand. You can't just satisfy everybody on a political basis. So it has to be a rigorous evaluation in terms of who has the best chance of survival and who has the best chance of being successful and me growing with it.
Economist and former Trinidad and Tobago government minister Mariano Brown responding to questions at his just held lecture marking the 21st anniversary of the Enterprise Growth Fund Limited in Barbados. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.